You now, Mr. Terry Upton. He's the medical and wellness director of the Villages in Florida. Terry has a medical background, and so he has tremendous knowledge about the efficacy of socialization as it relates to activities and what I call social confluence. And their community is the fastest growing community in America. And I read one newspaper article that said it was the biggest migratory pattern shift since the gold rush in the period of time. So with that being said, and having been there 7 times, and it's a mind-blowing experience to see this community, and we're going to want to know all about it, and the man to tell us all about it now, please welcome Mr. Terry Upton.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Bill, and thank you for the invitation to speak to this group today on my employer for the past 10 years, the Villages, and the community that we serve. In 1984, this was the Villages in 1984, we had 786 homes, 1,014 acres, and 1,493 residents. Then we move forward in 2007. We take an aerial photo every year in November, and in 2007 we had 25,000 acres, 39 square miles. We're about two-thirds built out. We have a capacity of 105,000 residents, and we're at about 68,000 now. We have 36,000 plus homes, 68,000 plus residents, as I've said earlier. There's over 2.5 million square feet of retail and commercial space. There are 2 completed town centers that I've shown you previously. The third one is now in the planning stages for development on the southern part of the Villages that I showed you earlier. There are also 8 shopping centers that you see here. The town centers are the activity hubs for the community in that people gather there. I'll show you a slide or two in a minute as an example. There's music and entertainment 7 days a week in these town centers. They have a drive-in with model cars, and people go through and walk and look at those. And also they have somewhat like a flea market where they come in, vendors night, where they come in, set up booths, rent space, and sell different types of things, and it's somewhat like a flea market. In terms of restaurants, we have 80 restaurants just in the Villages alone. You see some of the names there, the ones you'll recognize. We have 5 hotels currently, and we have 1 8-screen movie theater per town center. So we have 2 8-screen theaters right now. When we do the third town center, there'll be a third 8-screen theater there. We also have a media division. We have a daily newspaper with 41,500 circulation. We have a 95% penetration rate in the Villages. We have a television station called the Villages News Network, no creativity there, and it reaches over 100,000 homes through the Comcast system. The Villages now has 198 licensed acute care hospital. We also have, in terms of obviously medical care, you've got to have physicians. We have 200 plus physicians with representing over 25 specialties. We have 278,000 square feet of medical office space. And we have 15 pharmacies in the Villages, in the grocery stores, Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart. We have senior living facilities. A couple of people have asked us about this. Right across the road from the hospital, currently, Brookdale has a 32-unit assisted living and a 15-unit Alzheimer's facility. And they just broke ground, or now they're pouring the foundations last week for a 250-unit independent living facility and a 60-bed skilled nursing facility. Currently on churches, there are 8 churches currently in the Villages and several within 1 mile outside the Villages. Here's St. Timothy's Catholic Church right here. And this is the Episcopal Church. We have a school system. And we have the Villages Charter School System. We have 4 school buildings from pre-K through grade 12. 2,000 students needing 300 employees to serve them. Here's a picture of the high school, just to give you an idea. Now, what this emphasis of this symposium is about is active lifestyle and recreation. We like to say that in the Villages, you can live a millionaire's lifestyle on a retirement budget. You may have seen that theme sometime in the past. Some of the major activities that make our community so attractive, we have 9 championship golf courses, 225 holes, this is currently, and 24 executive courses with 216 holes. At build-out, we will have 12 championship courses. We'll have 35 executive courses totaling 621 holes of golf. Obviously, this is our big draw, as you might imagine. Tennis, currently we have 45 hard courts and 10 soft courts. This is a picture of one of, this is one of the executive holes hitting over, where you hit over the water. Here's a club, one of the clubhouses, one of the country clubs, and one of the championship courses there, just one of the greens. Swimming is a big thing in the villages. There's activities going on in all of these pools all day long. Grouped activities, lap swimming, water aerobic classes, all kinds of things. And we have six sport pools, 14 family pools, and 28 adult neighborhood pools. Softball is a big thing in the villages. We have 9 fields, 2 4 field complexes, and then one single one across on the east side that was built years ago. We have league play going from Monday through Saturday with 187 teams and 2,800 players. Now, the recreation centers, they're located throughout the villages. These are the activity hubs for the villages in terms of the particularly the indoor recreation. There are 7 regional recreation centers, one of which is the Savannah Center that has an 800-seat performing arts theater, as well as capacity for a 500-person seated dinner, and it has a lot of major events there. We also have 17 village recreation centers and then 25 neighborhood rec centers. There are 1,200 sanctioned indoor activities in these recreation centers going on in any given week. Let me mention this as well. A lot of the people who come to the villages, particularly some of the ladies, they did not have a career that required them to keep a calendar. But after they come to the villages, they are so busy, they have to maintain a calendar to keep up with where they go next. And to the doctor who's in the room, they'll cancel a doctor's appointment before they'll cancel a golf tea time. So they've got their priorities in order. There are 3 fitness clubs at select regional rec centers. The wellness center that I manage, and I'll show you that in a minute. The Lifelong Learning College has a number of types of exercises as well as other classroom type things. And in 2007, between all of these fitness and wellness centers and the classes that they offer and in terms of working out, in terms of check-ins or participation, we're estimating over 550,000 visits to all these facilities in 2007. But our part, our wellness center has the components you see there, a fitness floor of about 6,000 feet, an aerobics room for different types of aerobics classes. We have an indoor pool I'll show you in just a minute, 25-yard pool. And then we have personal training, both individual and group. The last thing I wanted to share with you in closing, well, we recently had a management meeting where the CEO of the villages made this observation, and I'll leave you with this thought today. He was saying that that as of right now, there are future residents of the villages who haven't been born yet. How many of you have thought like that as you go about your planning and development and operation of your facilities?
Terry, as you know, we've visited the villages and are very impressed. What would you and your management team consider to be your top 3 challenges over the next few years?
Government's always one. I mean, I worked for HCA for 19 years as a hospital administrator, so I know the regulation from that side of it. All of you that are in these skilled, how many of you have skilled nursing facilities? Yours is worse than hospitals, so you know about the government. I think that's one. I think water's a second one. Third one, I guess the cost. You may have run into this yourself, so I would say that the cost of the products that we use for our development, that would be a challenge as well.
Terry shared with us 2 things can happen. Number one, we're not going to succeed unless we satisfy the market. And number two, the market voted at the villages with their dollars and their motivation and their